All right.
Hi, Austin.
Hello.
Hi, Austin. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Okay. Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that. You know, it's Wednesday, so we're halfway there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Austin, it looks like your file was just sent over to me. My name's Jesse. I'm one of the specialists here at Local Splash that handles the pricing there for your area. Now, Lulu wanted me to go ahead and apply this pretty significant rate reduction she put in for your, it looks like, younger company, right? How long have you been in business?
5 years.
Okay, yeah. So about 5 years is after that, they start to increase the price for more established businesses when they need more increased marketing. But at about like the 5 and under mark, we have these reduced rates, and it would actually stay that for as long as you're with us. So now, before I get into the price, did you have any questions at all about like kind of how it works, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I do, like, how does it work? How do I know what you guys are doing or actually is affecting, you know, where I'm showing up on Google? Because, again, as I told Lulu, I believe, as far as I know, I do show up on the first page in all the areas that, you know, people call me from. And so I just don't know really why I would need to pay someone to do something that I'm pretty sure I'm already doing.
Well, so are you paying somebody to do it right now?
No. No.
Okay. So when you say you come up on the first page, for like when you search your business or when you search your actual, just your keywords?
When I search keywords, like roofers near me or roofers Ellsworth, roofers, MDI.
Okay. Okay. Well, there could be one reason for that. First off, when you search your business name or when you're at the location where you created the Google business profile, your cookies, they follow you around. So, it would populate your business, more often than not, because of that reason. So like for
right.
me, the people I see coming up are going to be, Dave's Home Improvement. Ellsworth Roofing. It looks like, you know, I have like Sinclair. I mean, I do actually, I see you coming up on the first page. It doesn't look like there are actually a ton of roofers there in your area.
No, exactly.
So, but you're just, you know, a little bit further down than like number one. So, at least it just in the search that I did. So,
right.
I mean, you know, there's still stuff we can do for you, though. I mean, you know, you are coming up on number one. You have some online presence and some good reviews there, which actually would be really helpful for you for a program called Google Guaranteed. Have you ever heard of it?
I'm pretty sure I have. Basically, Google guarantees the company, I think, to some extent, right? They verify that they're a legitimate company or something along to that effect.
Yeah, you're already doing it?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, so that's what it is. Uh-huh. They verify you're, you know, an actual company, but it's because they're guaranteeing your work. So Google Guaranteed is called that because they're actually guaranteeing the contractors a certain amount of leads and then guaranteeing the public your work. So they're saying that you're a trusted, vetted company through Google itself. But the major benefit in the leads, Austin, is that they're exclusive. So they're only sent to you, and you don't share them with other companies. Unlike with Angie, by HomeAdvisor, you know, with them, they're sending out those leads to multiple contractors in the area that do the same thing. And ultimately, they're just getting their leads off Google anyway. So, I mean, this would actually put you in a position to get the same leads that Angie is getting, only they're not going to be shared amongst a bunch of other people.
Right.
I mean, is that something you might see some value in?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, I mean, for that program, Austin, it is a $250 application fee. That's a one-time fee. You never pay that again. It does take between 4 and 6 weeks for your application to process. Once your application is processed, your lead cost would be, hold on 1 second. It would be, I just had that here. Okay.
Actually, I have a question for you.
Sure, go ahead.
How do I become the first on the first page?
Well, we would be able to optimize it there onto the first page, but it's various things, algorithm work, keywords, content creation, optimization, submission. I mean, you know, we do quite a bit of work, especially within the first month, to make it so that you're, you know, 1, 2, and 3. So your lead
right.
cost would be $58.67 a lead.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I am interested. So what's the rate for what you mentioned before, putting me on just the first page, not the Google guarantee, but whatever, you know, you guys were originally calling me about?
Yeah, for the map section of Google, and we do also include sponsored Facebook ads with that package there, Austin. It would get you for your service area, and we can target you for commercial, residential work, as well as your specific keyword phrases and the areas you're wanting to be found in. I can do that package for $299 month to month. The first month, it would have a one-time setup fee of $99 to program you in. So your initial investment would be $398 and then $299 there going forward.
Okay, and that's to get me on the first page of Google, wherever in my service area, and to try to optimize me to be on the top 3 of the first page. Is that that consists of?
Yes, it would be in that pack result there on Google, in the map section. But then so that's actually specific targeted marketing there, Austin. So that is kind of the benefit as well. Not only will we expand your radius there, so we'll get you in the 20 miles and not just in your zip code. And then we do expand that as well if you'd like to go even further there with Facebook ads, and those are retargeted ads. So when somebody looks for your services within your service area, that's the targeted marketing, and then Facebook will recognize that person as a potential client for you, and they'll retarget your ad on their news feed with whatever key search terms they're using. So if they're looking for like siding or roofing, you know, those ads would be populating on their news feed. We do get you the top directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB. You know, we'll get you on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets. Now, you have a website here. I know you were talking to Lulu about that you are making a new website, right?
Yes. Yep.
And you're making it through WordPress?
Yep.
And you're doing it with like a class, so like I'm assuming that you paid for that to do that, right?
No, it was one of my previous clients that I did a roof for. He's a college professor, and he asked me to be a client for his college course, and so I'm acting as basically a client for students to develop a website for.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool. That's awesome.
Yep.
You know, I've always said life is not about what you do, it's about who you know, that's for sure.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, that's awesome. At least we'd be able to take that site and then optimize it there onto that first page. And, you know, and that sounds like this might be a little bit of a project. So until that website is built, never mind. You have this website here. So you actually can take this and at least put this onto the first page into other areas so you can get more traction from it. Who did you get this through? You got it through Wix?
Yeah, through Wix.
Okay. I mean, it looks like you kind of got, you know, one of their more advanced sites, right? I mean, because I've seen some sites.
Yeah, I mean, my wife built it. And so I don't know what package. I think I'm paying for like the premium version of Wix. I'm not entirely sure what I'm paying for as far as Wix. I just know my website, it looks pretty decent. So.
Yeah, yeah. For a Wix site, for sure. I mean, I look at a lot of sites, and, you know, Wix sites generally are not this nice.
Right,
so she did a good job, for sure. So at least we can get some more traction from that and make it more conversion-driven, right? You know, because that's one of the things is, you know, I mean, websites can be a powerful tool for conversion, right? When somebody sees the quality of work there on a website, they'll actually pick up the phone and call you. So, I mean, that's the thing really with Google, too, and that in itself is, you know, people will see you, see the services you're providing, see your work, and at that point, they'll already have made up their mind if they're going to be choosing you as a company or not. So it's just a matter of you getting in front of that person, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you think?
What about, well, so right now, too, how, I want to know how this is going to be affected. I'm paying a marketing company to run some targeted Google ads. So I'm not sure how that affects, if that affects you guys and whatever service you would provide.
It doesn't. Google ads would be separate from either one of the things that I mentioned. I mean, Google ads are something that we can handle. But I wouldn't typically suggest them, actually. They just tend to be pricey, and they, you know, they're pay-per-click campaign. So, you know, most of the companies that tend to do really well with Google Ads tend to spend, like, thousands of dollars on them a month, you know, because people don't actually have to call you. They just click on the business name. So, you know, you definitely have to have that extra revenue for the clicks to be profitable for you. So that's why actually the Facebook ads that we provide, they have a higher percent conversion across all industries, which is usually why I suggest them, especially since you're not traveling really far. If you were going like 100 miles, then I would absolutely suggest Google ads because it gets you more of that radius. But since you're staying pretty local, you really won't need them. I mean, think about it for yourself, right, Austin? If you go to Google and you search for something, how often do you pick on the sponsored section of Google?
Not very often, actually, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's how most people are. They tend to skip right over that ad section and go straight to the map section because not only does it give them more options, but it gives them more of a visual of what they're looking for. So they can actually see, like, you know, a profile and, you know, website and see where you're located, see some of the reviews, and that makes it more attractive for people to actually call you than just having only your business name there.
Right.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, I mean, yes, it makes sense. So for $400, I can get the setup fee and the first month for, you know, whatever service you guys provide.
Yeah, that will be good from March 6th to April 6th, correct.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's very tempting. I'm just thinking... I could probably shut down Angie's Leads. What I'm trying to do is not just balloon my monthly costs. So $300 a month is what it's going to cost me going forward. And then, so for the Google Guarantee, you said that's a $250 application fee, and then each lead. So how does that work as far as the leads? Like, how does Google supply me with leads?
Yeah, well, you know, too, and if Austin, if you wanted to give both of them a shot today, I could go ahead, too, and waive that setup fee and then bring down the monthly cost to just $249 for the SEO and the Facebook ads if you wanted to give both of those programs a shot. now, kind of just the way that Google Guaranteed works, just all in all, is you would pay the $250 application fee. It does take, again, between 4 and 6 weeks for your application to process. Once your application is processed and your account is up and running, you would pay a prepaid amount of 13 leads. So this is a Google requirement. It's essentially like basically like having, you know, a credit amount in your bank and your credit card. So right. Every time you use a lead, you pay back into that credited amount. So basically the first month for the Google Guaranteed program, it's the $250. Once your account is up and running, you would pay $765. And then the following month, if you only took on one lead, you would only pay the $58.67. And the remaining 12 would roll over into the next month. Now, you can always add to that budget. Typically, most of the people I work with start at least for the first month with just the 13. And then they will add to that, you know, once they get, you know, busier or slower, depending on when people want more work. so that's the great thing with that is you can turn on and off your leads, too. So, you know, if you get, like, way too slammed or whatever it may be, you can turn off your leads. Kind of like Angie, it is similar in that sense. But just the biggest difference is in the quality of the calls. So, you know, since they're coming directly to you and they're not being shared, you're not going to have to chase them down. But then the way it works is somebody will go to Google, they'll find your profile, they'll call you, you'll answer the phone, and then it'll say Google Guaranteed. From there, the call begins to record. So the only thing that qualifies a lead through Google Guaranteed is if somebody is asking about a price for something you're doing within your service area that you get to set, or if they're actually setting an appointment with you. So everything else would be considered disqualified. So if they're calling outside your service area, you know, let's just say you didn't do siting. You know, I mean, I'm not saying you don't, but let's just say you didn't do that and they're calling about that. Yep. That would be considered disqualified. You know, things like that. So they have to be calling for services that you set in your service area, if that makes sense.
What about just people searching, you know, for whatever service, roofers near me, and then they call my, they see my company and give me a call. Now, would I have to pay for that call? Because I don't see the difference being, you know, how do they get that lead? In other words, what's the difference between people just searching roofers near me because they see, you know, my profile, yada yada, some reviews, and just give me a call?
Well, so the biggest difference is one that it Google is guaranteeing your work. So if somebody chooses you from Google Guaranteed, Google actually gives that person up to $2,000 of insurance for choosing you. So Google is saying that you're a trusted backed company through Google itself. Which just automatically
makes
it more attractive, you know.
Are these people like going to, are they searching, like going to Google Guaranteed and then from there searching for companies?
No. So it is like you said, they would be searching roofers near me. It is essentially the same thing as being found on the map section. It's just about the way you pay. So you pay for the quality of the call instead of the quantity, if that kind of makes sense.
Not really. I guess where I'm not understanding is, you know, where, because, like, what calls would I pay for, you know? Like, someone calls me to get a quote, okay? And then someone calls me from, I don't know, like, if two people call me to get a quote, then how does Google, you know, differentiate between which one I got to pay for and which one I don't need to pay for? Is kind of what I am not understanding. Because what I don't want to happen is for me to sign up for this, and I got to pay for, you know, every quote, every call that I receive to get an actual quote, when, you know, the whole point is just kind of getting organic, organic business.
Right. Well, so I totally hear what you're saying. And that is, essentially, okay, so with Google Guaranteed, let me kind of break it down this way. Google Guaranteed is only available for certain industries in certain areas. Now, with Google Guaranteed, we have what are called verticals, which are the industries. So like a roofer. Within the roofing category, there are subcategories. Within those subcategories, you get to choose which ones you want to do. So somebody has to be specifically calling you about one of those jobs and then calling you within the service area that you set for that to be considered qualified. So they cannot, anything else that they're calling about would be considered disqualified. So if they're calling about employment, if they're calling outside of the service area, if they're calling about a job you're not doing, that would be all considered a disqualified leave. So somebody can't just be calling and saying, hey, can I get, a price, for just roofing. I mean, it has to be more specific than that, like roofing installation, roofing repair, roofing gutter repair, those subcategories. They have to be actually calling about something that you choose that's a job that you want to get. So whereas,
well, that's the thing is because so I would want like a I would want asphalt roofs, but I just don't see why I would need to pay because anyone that calls me. Right, they're gonna call and say, "Hey, this is my name. This is what I need. I need an asphalt roof. This is my address, and then I'll set up a time to go see them."
Yeah.
So, and I get that, organically, because I guess what I'm saying is, if I just don't understand, essentially what I'm hearing is, I would need to pay for every call that I get to my business organically, because everyone's always looking. Anyone that calls me is, gonna want me to go out there and give them a quote for, a roof or siding. So, and where if I wasn't Google guaranteed, I'd get those same exact calls, but I wouldn't have to pay for them.
I definitely have a lot of people that get more quality calls from Google guaranteed itself, just because of the fact that when somebody is looking at the profile, they're seeing that it comes with an insurance policy. So most people are, I'm assuming, probably thinking, okay, this isn't somebody that's going to be just like the cheapest Jomo out there, right? Like, they
right.
probably do some pretty quality
so,
work here.
Okay,
so.
I think I am understanding. So when people, when they search for roofers, they see my profile, I assume I have a Google guaranteed sticker on my profile. And
yeah.
then they see that and like, okay, I'm going to give this guy a call. They call mm-hmm. me. And then I pay for that call. So essentially I'm paying for every call that I receive because that's how I pay for that Google guaranteed sticker.
Yeah, but you're only paying for the call with certain criteria, right? So, I mean, like, they can't just be calling you and say hello.
Well, right. Yeah, I mean, anyone that does call, unless it's, spam. I would be paying for every single estimate that I go to because it would be a legitimate lead if I, go to an estimate.
Correct. But I mean,
Austin,
you're a pretty personable guy. Like, I wouldn't even suggest this to you if I didn't think that it was like, you definitely seem like the type of guy that once you get in front of that person, you have no problem closing your leads, and that gives you the ability to get in front of that person ahead of everybody else. So, I mean, you're going to be that first person that they're going to see on Google.
I mean, it's not necessarily a problem to pay for, that's not too big of a problem. I just was trying to understand exactly how that works.
Yeah.
I was thinking that some calls I would pay for, but in a general sense, in short, I would be paying for every estimate that I go to is how I need to look at it.
I mean, I would say so, yes. Yeah. Yes, I mean, there's always going to be that with any lead service ever, that you're not going to close every
right,
day
right.
you get, of course.
Right.
But I mean,
yeah,
when
originally I was thinking that like Angie's. Like...
Hello? Austin? Kind of cutting out a little. I can't hear you. Hello? Hey, Austin?